Welcome, welcome, welcome to the lobby of gentlemen. Oh, gentlemen, welcome to the gentlemen's lobby, episode 7.
Yeah,
7.
We've clarified it.
We never said it, but we know what episode it is.
I mean, whatever.
It was episode 7 of the gentleman's lobby. Where is it? Oh, I'm looking there. The gentleman's lobby. And it's your boy, Lil Beatsa, a.k.a. Lil Grippas, a.k.a. just Kylo. And to my left, I got the one and only red hoodie wearing. Orange hoodie wearing.
This nigga said red, bro.
That's red over there. That's orange hoodie wearing.
The boy Lee.
You know what, for that for punishment, Kyle, you got to think of a word that rhymes with orange.
Orange.
Door hinge.
I thought of it. Into the orange.
Shout out to Eminem.
Yeah. Into the orange dude's left.
Leo.
I
said Leo.
Oh, that was.
I'm also eating. I decided to eat a quiet snack.
What are you eating?
Marshmallows. Come on.
Yeah.
You can go bigger than that. I would know.
Oh,
Malik.
And to his left, last but not least, the most important person in this room.
I mean, I wouldn't say that.
The most important person in this room.
That's true, because if this camera panned a little bit, you would see all the wires are connected into
everything.
The mark.
Oh, he is the...
They're in my titties.
Yeah, when he adjusts the volume, amplifier. He's just like...
just like...
Kylo, speak up really quick. Kylo, speak up. Kylo, speak up.
Can you... Oh, there it is.
Malik, come for me.
gang, it's your boy Mark. Yeah, I'm Shane Mark,
and we are all here today to have some good times and some good laughs.
Just good news.
This is good news.
He's
baby.
Free.
Good news. It's
he's
free.
Free. He's
Don't
a free
you dare.
Man, yo.
I'm free man.
Sora is finally in Smash, yo.
That damn.
Wait, what did you think I was
huh?
going to say?
No. Continue.
Oh no, I was just saying he's a free man.
Yeah.
That was.
He
I
crossed
mean,
many, you know, many games.
Many universes.
Ways, yeah. He, you know, brought weapons. Free dude, man.
And they put him in Smash, baby.
So happy for him.
He didn't really cross a lot of games, though.
I mean, I think it was like 3.
I mean, he was in his own. Everyone else just crossed into his.
Yeah, pretty much.
It was more like Disney stuff that he crossed into. Like,
I don't think Kylo.
I don't think I was there.
No,
I think it's not getting. No.
Am I not there?
No,
they ain't talking about fucking Sora, man.
Oh yeah. Shit! Man, I'm dumb. I'm way off.
He's talking about the boy on camera doing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Lord have mercy.
No, I don't care about that anymore.
Yeah, fuck that dude.
Yeah, who gives the fuck? I don't give two shits about that motherfucker. But yeah, shit has been going down. Shit has been going down in the world. Why are you smiling at me like that?
Smiling at me. Just looking at you. Just looking at you.
All right, what's on the boards today, boys?
What's on the board? Anything that's related to recent news, I guess in the entertainment industry. Like that most recent fucking Spider-Man trailer that just came out.
Yeah, I was a little tight about that.
That shit was clean. Why were you tight about it?
Well, because I was expecting to see, like, the other Spider-Man.
There's no way they're going to do that.
Yeah, I feel like they're really just saving it.
I feel like with everything that's been going on, it's like, at this point.
I feel like if they're not in it, it's doomed to fail. Like, it could be the best movie ever.
Yeah.
But if they don't put the other two Spider-Men in it, they're just going to hate it. And they just hype themselves up way too much already.
Yeah, right now, rumor has it that Invisible Woman's in that John. Miles Morales is in that John. All because anybody can go invisible because
yeah, I'm gonna say that's why. Yeah, somebody socked the shit out of Lizard in that fucking trailer.
Something or Spider-Man went past him and he just did an awkward like head turn.
I didn't think he was going that way.
No. You didn't think I could maneuver myself midair.
Yeah, that was a weird ass one,
right? Because arms were like. Out like this.
Yeah, and he was like, who fucking turns like that?
It made it look like he got hit and went like full ragdoll.
Yeah,
turning to the side.
He went numb.
Man, falling like a GTA character.
Yo.
But y'all, yeah, that shit blew up. Like, I know everybody was waiting for that trailer. I didn't think they were going to release it at night. Like, I thought it was going to be like a morning thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they waited for sure. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, shit. It looks so good. God damn it. Good.
Yeah, somebody made a TikTok of, you know, you got people who are thirsty as shit. And he was like, I don't know if he did it as like a joke, but the scene where you could see that he webbed and then just a portal, and it was a portal behind him, and it was like webbing his leg, and that's where Doctor Strange like pulls him and then hits the fucking spirit out of him.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah, they were like, whose other web is that? It's like, you.
Right.
Stupid ass.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if it turns out like that everyone was telling the truth and they aren't in them fucking movies, it's doomed to fail.
Yeah.
Doomed to fail at this point.
There's like a lot of like theories out there that are kind of reaches, but you could kind of see that like happening. Like the one with in the trailer where it was showing the three, it was Spidey or Tom Holland's day and the other guy. I can't remember his name. Ah, shit, that's so bad. But
rude.
No, but they're supposedly talking to Doc Ock,
mm-hmm.
but people were saying that like the scenes don't seem to like match up, and maybe it's not really them talking to Doc Ock. He could be talking to like one of the other Spideys.
Peter.
Yeah, that's why they were like, "Oh, what's your name?" And he was like, "Ha, oh no, really? Like, what's your name?
What's your actual name?"
Yeah.
I'm telling you, people hyping themselves up way too much to this movie.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like at this point there has to be, because there's so much, at this point like a 90% chance that these rumors are true, there has to be at least one banger that we're not expecting. And that's like a Venom.
Yeah, thing. I better say.
Has to be that.
He least. Has to pop up. Like he yeah. just has to pop up. Especially yeah. after his end credit scene. I'm actually surprised they didn't put him in the trailer yet.
Who?
Venom.
Yeah.
No, I think that would be like the one banger because nobody's like really looking for that.
But everybody like knows about it. Like that after credit scene blew up when that movie came out.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
Everybody was like, "Yo, you seen Venom?" That after credit scene, though, like nobody was talking about the actual fucking movie. They was
yeah. Well, I guess that's the hype part is that everybody's so stuck up on the other Spider-Man that kick my camera, bro.
Nah, it was me.
Okay, it's the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
That, you know, at least a Venom scene would be like, whoa, we weren't expecting that. You know what I mean? They'd just be side-blinded by that. So.
True.
That'd be cool. What about those people who got trampled?
What?
People got trampled?
For the Spider-Man event that Travis Scott had.
Why are you making it sound weird? I know, like,
why? Why are you doing this?
They're good segues.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it wasn't a Spider-Man event. Segues.
Practice makes perfect. I kind of almost forgot.
I feel like, I don't know. I mean, that's old news already.
It's old news.
Well, it's not old for us if we've never talked about it.
I guess.
That's like me bringing up Jesus Christ right now.
I mean, the whole incident was trash. Like, the way Travis handled it. And just everything afterwards.
You guys seen that one video where he's fucking humming? He's like, oh, or is that, oh yeah. Wait, what did he say?
Wait, what?
He's humming, yeah.
He was humming. Okay, I thought he was saying something. But it's like this body, I mean, it's just like floating. Not floating. He's being carried, like crowd surfing. But he's like either passed out or dead. I don't know. But he's just like looking at him. He's like humming. Like, oh.
Yeah, I don't know. The whole situation.
Yeah. I haven't seen a lot of videos.
I'll shoot you the link.
I haven't seen, like, videos of, like, what happened, but just the way, like, everything was handled was completely wrong.
I've just seen descriptions or whatever. Right. I've seen a few videos, but I haven't seen, like a whole ton. Like, I don't need to search up every single version of the fucking.
Yeah, we get it. Because
that happened over, what, like a span of like 2 hours or some shit?
Something like that. It was like a whole constant, entire
thing was going down. Yeah, it was like 2 hours.
It was just.
Can you imagine that? Being like stuck on people like that for like more than 5 minutes?
Right. Like fuck that, dude.
Yeah, it was fucking nuts.
Yeah.
It's dumb. Didn't even know. Like, were people running in there even if they didn't have a ticket?
Yeah. They like broke like in and out.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the whole situation's fucked. Like,
there was one of people there that needed to be there. Yeah. That wouldn't happen at a metal concert, though.
No.
No.
Yeah, they don't play that shit.
I mean, I've seen... I mean, you've seen people, for sure, get knocked down, but people have...
When people get knocked down metal concerts, they always pick you up.
Majority of the time, I've seen metal concerts where they do not get picked
up. It's always an exception to the rule, but, like, in general, like...
Yeah.
Like, you get picked up. Like,
I mean, that... Like, that's just a rule at metal concerts. Yeah. It's never not known.
But their moshing is weird, though. Like, it's not even moshing. Like,
what do you mean, like,
who?
Metal moshing? Like, the way they mosh, it's not even moshing.
It depends on what metal you... Yeah, it depends on what concert. It depends on what concert.
Like, if you go, like actual moshing, and yeah, but that little karate shit, man.
Yeah.
Shit.
Oh, yeah, we ain't talking about
that. No, yeah, we're not talking
niggas
about
that. Niggas
barely
fall during
that. But they call that... They technically call that moshing.
They call it moshing,
like, that's what I'm saying. Like, that shit's weird.
I thought that's always been a thing.
No, like that was just the
hardcore bands.
That's always been a thing.
I mean, yeah, it's been a thing for a while for sure. Mm-hmm. But
I'm just saying,
like,
when I say it's always been a thing, I'm talking about within my lifetime.
Yeah, in general, like it was more like, you know, like pushing
from like 2000, like
that Slipknot
like
level shit.
Yeah,
that's,
I'm surprised.
It depends
we
on the concert you go to.
I'm surprised we haven't gotten like a new one. You know what I mean?
Hasn't really been.
There's nothing you can really do to.
I mean, you could like everybody just fucking robot.
Everybody just fucking robot
bumping into each other.
It's like everybody's in perfect square. They just
right.
Yeah. Somebody gets hit, they malfunction. Yeah.
Like, somebody get wet. Fucking short out of shit.
Malik didn't like that one.
Me or Mark didn't laugh. Why you single me out?
Well, he chuckled.
No, Mark chuckled at you saying that. I didn't like
it. You know, he always like to single you out, man.
Always.
That's because he love you. He your biggest fan.
Me and Malik would technically be compatible.
No, we won't.
In what kind
of
sense?
Yeah, we would. Oh, in the gay sense.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, we would. The gay, weird ones, whichever one, whichever way.
Would you be a top or a bottom?
We would discuss that.
Are you going to be a top or bottom?
See,
I wouldn't be a part of this. I would be in a situation.
Yeah, you would.
No, I wouldn't.
First of all, I'm a Sagittarius.
What the fuck? My best compatibility is with a Virgo.
Are you with one right now?
No.
What's the compatibility with a Sagittarius?
It's non-existent. No, I'm joking. I actually don't know. I just know mine's a Virgo, for sure.
That's true.
I mean... Best friends of Sagittarius, the person you're with is a Sagittarius. I'm just saying, in a different timeline in universe 69, that's what we would be doing.
What?
Your girl's Sagittarius? Huh. Where's the cutoff for that? Because I feel like y'all birthdays aren't that far.
13, like, I think?
Normally it's like the 21st or the 20th. It's kind of like...
That's hilarious.
It's the 22nd. Yeah,
exactly. Like exactly. Literally like...
Yeah,
y'all was like this close to being the same fucking time. That's fucking great. I was like, yeah, because I was thinking, I'm like, y'all birthday is mad fucking close. Why y'all the same?
Me and Johnny are the same sign.
Yeah.
Oh, Cappies.
Yeah. So, but like ours is Virgo. Always been Virgo.
Mine's is funnily enough is a Sagittarius. Is my top one of my top compatibilities, I believe.
Ooh, damn. I'm that
Aquaman.
One away.
Oh, you're Aquarius?
Yeah.
Mark's a mermaid.
Yeah.
Got him.
That's why he'll never go in the pools with us.
What do you mean?
Huh?
He'll never go in pools with us.
Oh, I can outswim y'all on any good, on my bad day.
Cause that's what I'm saying. Like, if you go in the water, Luca. Like, your tail going to come out and shit.
Like Luca?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I remember that movie. Like I didn't see it, but I remember seeing the commercials.
Wait,
yeah.
What is
Did
Luca?
You see it?
Luca is like these two boys when they get wet.
Yeah, they turn into like little.
Yeah,
they're mer creatures. Yeah, but if they go on land, they turn like normal people. But if they ever get like wet, they go like whatever gets wet turns
like.
For
the most part,
they
like try to get each other wet.
That they do not.
I don't like the way he explained that.
I actually seen it on the plane to Puerto Rico. That's
did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I wish I had your fucking plane, man. I did not like. Huh, yeah, I should have nothing.
What you were just staring at the back of the seat.
Staring
the whole
at the back
play.
Of the seat. Listen to books. I need some more. Like, I need visual entertainment.
That's why you need to start downloading your shit like on Netflix.
They
have the option
like,
to download
deal
it.
With that shit.
You,
oh
want, you want picture books?
Huh?
You want picture books?
Nah, picture
I think
books
that's
ain't that crazy.
Movies.
No. Those are
that's more like comics, right?
Oh, true.
And comics are
manga.
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 Head movies would be.
Are those dreams? Yeah. Or just thoughts?
Yeah.
Scenarios. Yeah, I've been missing out on a lot of the newer kid movies.
I mean, like, it's you're not the target audience, buddy.
I know, but like, they be fire. Like, I missed. I didn't see Raya.
Oh, Raya's fire, dude.
That's my whole Disney account.
I know. I just haven't watched it yet.
Cool. That's
a good one. I miss Raya.
Luca's good.
Luca. What's the new one that just came out? Encanto, I think is what's called.
Coco.
No.
Encanto, like, did it come out already?
I feel like it came out already. I keep seeing it all over the place.
No, it's coming out.
Yeah, it's coming
out. Yeah, I don't think it came out.
Oh, it didn't come out yet.
Yeah.
No. Okay, all right.
Coco was like...
Yeah, Coco was like 5 years or so something ago. That shit was good, though.
When I tell you I fucking... That shit made me cry, though.
Oh, my fucking God. You and Ellie, yo.
What part made you cry?
At the fucking end. Yeah, oh my God. At the end, dude.
Yeah, and every time that song comes up, I'm like, yo, I love this song, right, babe? And she's like...
It's so hard not to cry.
Think of my grandma who was still alive, and I'm like, like tripping, dog. Like, how about we wait?
It's so hard not to.
Yeah, it's sad.
What are we talking about?
Coco.
Coco.
I've never seen.
Did you see Coco?
What?
Coco's good. It's good.
Soul is good.
I didn't see Soul.
I
didn't
want to see Soul.
I fell asleep on that one.
Because
there wasn't a lot of diversity.
Exactly what it is.
Shut the fuck up.
Soul is a good one.
Always got some stupid shit to say.
Yeah, I didn't even hear what Leo said.
I didn't hear what you said. Wait, you hear what I said?
I didn't hear what
you
said.
There wasn't a lot of difference.
Oh, yeah, I see Moana.
Moana's goated.
I think that's the most probably recent.
I did not see Moana.
Moana was good.
Oh,
that was the most recent one I've probably seen.
It's just something about a big dude with a little girl just doesn't.
That's not. Wow.
You like Beauty and the Beast?
It's beautiful.
There we go.
Man's not a big dude. It's a nice.
He was big as shit. Fuck you mean?
I mean, he was big.
There you go.
But
didn't they make a live action of that?
Ew, come on, man, grow up.
Oh yeah. With what's her name? Emma.
Well, you just say it. To say shit.
Emma Stone, right?
Yeah, no, Emma Watson.
The episode was not in that. My man.
Emma Stone was super bad.
Oh, okay, I got it. I was like, which one is Emma Stone again?
Do you think? Nah, I won't get into that. You got lipstick. You think Beast got lipstick? or is it just like a swinging cock?
Or do you think he has like a mouth like a dog? Like, does he have a snout?
Yeah,
I don't remember. He had a snout.
Yeah.
So does he? Dogs don't have lips.
No.
So why would they need lipstick?
Oh, you fucking idiot! That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about his dick, Mark. Lipstick.
Oh, like that? Okay. Yeah. Maybe.
He got a dog mouth.
Like, you saw him like, yeah.
Yo, Leo's like,
he was agreeing with me. I'm like, all right, I'm just going to keep going with it.
Oh, first of all,
first Kyle with the fucking Rittenhouse thing, you with the dog lipstick, yo.
I'm with you, man. You know, we just lost that shit. I mean, I knew what he was talking about. I'm not with you there, but I know how you feel, is what I'm saying.
It's like, first of all, why would I have a conversation about him wearing lipstick?
Yeah, when Mark said he got a dog face, I was like, why are you?
Mark's like,
why
is that? Let me try to understand this. Dogs don't have lips.
I've never seen a dog wear lipstick before. I said, this nigga.
Well, first of all, because I never was just sitting around thinking about the Beast's dick.
I agree.
It's just never been a thought.
Just wonder if it connected to his belly at all. Like a dog.
That's weird. That's funny as shit. No, yeah, it's been a while since I see any, like, I guess animated movies. I'm not gonna say kid movies. But.
Oh God, have you seen? So Cowboy Bebop, live action.
The trailer's trash.
Just came out.
Uh huh.
It's trash.
Did you watch it?
I watched the first episode.
Did you like it?
It's trash, bro. Don't even.
I want to give it more of a shot.
No, I don't like it. And so here. Here's the thing.
Exactly what I
love Cowboy Bebop.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
3-2-1 Let's Jam.
3-2-1 Let's Jam. I plan on getting a Cowboy Bebop tattoo soon, very soon. Man, when I tell you, it just doesn't hit the same. Like, it's just like the whole vibe is off, and like, so what I did today, right? I watched the first episode of Cowboy Bebop live action.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched it all the way through, and I went back and watch the first episode of Cowboy Bebop, the anime from the 90s. The anime is just so much better. Mm. It's just like...
I mean, of course, nothing's gonna be better than the original. That's yeah. Just, like,
but like they didn't try to capture the feel of it, mm-hmm. and like they spent too much time trying to like do all this character introduction. Like, I'm guessing they're trying to set up for later on down the series.
Are they gonna have more seasons?
I don't know. I you know, I was saw the first episode.
Because the whole season, the whole thing came out, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's just like, I don't know. I don't know. Like, Spike Spiegel is like, he's broody, but he's also like fun and quick-witted.
Mm-hmm.
And they just don't capture that at all in the live action. Like, they don't capture none of his personality.
Have you seen the cast for the One Piece one?
I did see the cast for the One Piece one.
Did you?
No, oh my they actually look really legit.
Wait, you think so?
Dude, I think so.
I think Zoro was the only one.
I think because I feel like the actors they picked were like spot on because they're all. I think every actor is like the nationality that Oda said they would be if they were real life.
I did hear about that. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, like because I forgot. I can't remember off the top of my head, but. Every actor is that nationality. I mean, he picked them himself. Like, he's has a hand in it. So,
oh.
That shit still won't be bad.
I feel like I wouldn't count your luck on that.
Why?
On it being good?
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man. Everybody knows the fucking history of live action fucking animes. It's not going to, nothing's going to be better than the actual
they're not even source be material. Good to begin with, bro.
Well, you got the Avatar one, and people are giving that already high praise.
I've lost faith in that as soon as the creators walked out.
Yeah, true.
They walked out before that shit hit production. I was like, yeah, fuck that. No, sir.
I feel like I might give it a chance, but I don't know.
When you have creative differences with the creators of the fucking show, that's some red ass flags. Like,
how do you think the Halo series is gonna end up being? That little snippet looked good,
and the armor looks legit.
You can do a lot more with live action and video game movies than you can do with anime.
That's true. I agree.
Seen Doom? That shit about was
Joel with the Rock?
You know, video game movies from like 2016 back, we don't talk about those fucking movies.
Yeah.
But recently they've been on point.
Wait, like what?
Like Detective Pikachu.
Okay.
That was on point.
I haven't seen that.
Me and Malik went to see that. That shit was clean.
Oh, and then Sonic.
Sonic was like, they've been kind of,
Alita.
Alita's based on a graphic novel.
That's still good. That's a manga. But
I would.
Video game movies, they've been.
Just saying, we could have had the Sonic movie that was, you know, revealed in the very beginning if nobody ever said anything.
But they was listening.
Yeah.
They was listening. And they was like, all right, you're right. I don't know why we gave him teeth.
But, I mean, they also did have that Halo miniseries at one point. Mm-hmm. That they released.
Yeah, they've done live action Halo. Yeah, so I'm okay before, with so. That. I hear live action Halo, and it's like,
It's just like, go ahead.
I'm like, do your shit. Remember the fucking like Halo 3 trailer?
Oh,
way back.
Yeah.
Huh?
That's a John with John, where they like don't show his face, but his eyes, and they open or close or something like that.
No, not that one. That's the one that was like the Marines, and they was like fighting the brutes and shit.
Yeah.
I actually, just looked at
the
live action one.
Yeah.
I just looked at that the other day. That shit was clean. I know which one you're talking about, though.
A couple weeks ago, Halo released some snippet, and it was like about a scientist like making the grapple shot.
Uh-huh.
And I swear, yo, all of Halo's live action
be on point.
They almost make you feel like it's a real thing.
Yeah,
like,
for real.
Like this bitch is in space trying to fucking do this for Chief and shit like that, and you're just like, I wish her the best.
Did you see the other one? I think it was the first one they put out. Where it was the boy that was doing the sign language?
No,
I didn't see that.
Oh, that one was clean.
Dude, they're all so good. Like, even going back to all the older ones, they're just all fucking good. Like, the where it was, like, the old dude, and he's just talking. He's, like, walking in a museum.
Yeah, they're, like,
talking
like
about
like
how, like, our history and shit.
Yeah,
and I was like, I don't know who the fuck you is, but I salute you. I guess thank you for fighting for our country, dude. Yeah,
I hear live action in Halo, and I'm just like,
yeah, I'm with it.
Do your thing, bro. Just make it fire.
How did you hear about Bungie wanting to do a Destiny series
like,
or something
live
like
action
that.
Or
I don't know if it's live action.
If it's
or not.
Animated, I'm with it.
It's even live action, I'm with
yeah.
it, man.
Like, yeah, how would
them,
you feel?
Back when they had them live action trailers with Destiny,
true,
was,
true.
Those shits was clean.
You don't remember from the first Destiny? Like
was,
they had.
It was a. They did one for the first Destiny. I think they did for Taken King. I think it was only two.
Yeah.
I vaguely remember.
It was like it was the clean. One they were like they were riding the sparrows.
I
and
do.
Then,
I think I do.
Yeah.
I'm listening good. To you. Yeah, them doing good. Yeah. Oh, like I said, live action video games.
Yeah.
I
true.
Mean, anime.
Yeah. No. Dude, Death Note.
They
was
haven't.
So garbage.
They haven't convinced me yet. I've seen clips of Death Note, and I'm just. I'm not even going.
You haven't watched that?
Nope. Never will. Never will.
I don't know what drove me to do it.
But y'all watch Dragon Ball, which is weird to me.
I seen Dragon Ball. I seen Dragon. Dragon Ball was like a fucking like fever dream. Like
I was just
I
about to say that.
I was sleeping on the couch and I woke up and that bitch was on and I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I was like at Xander House.
Yeah, and I was like, what the fuck is
I've
this?
Yeah. You never watched it?
After Avatar, I said, I'm not doing this no more.
Shit, I mean, Dragon Ball was first.
Yeah, Dragon Ball was first.
It came out first. I seen Avatar for Dragon Ball, and now we don't talk about Avatar.
No, we don't talk about those.
We seen that bitch in theater.
It's just like, it's so dumb. Like, you have the source material that was written and recorded in English, and you still can't get the fucking dude's name right. It's not Aang.
Yeah, they couldn't even, they got nobody's name right. Yo.
And they not all white, bro. Like, come on. Golly, fuck. That just pisses me off.
It's white as shit, in that joke. Yeah, but that was fucking. Yeah, they're bad. They're just all bad.
Wait, which one? Wait, hold on. It was. So then what was after Avatar? I'm trying to think of. Oh, no. That was Death Note. Never mind. Okay.
The next live action movie? Like anime?
I think? Well, no. Because I'm saying, like I was surprised that you watched Dragon Ball, but you didn't watch Death Note. Because Death Note, it's like. The idea of it being live action is interesting enough to watch.
It makes sense. Yeah. Like, you can make it work.
You can 100% make it work.
There's no niggas flipping around.
But they just made it to show you how
games.
It doesn't work.
Yeah. It was like you had the blueprint. And it's not even a lot of special effects you got to put into Death Note at all.
I remember when that scene where the bull was screaming this shit. I think
when you first seen
I remember singing into my couch and being like, It's like the equivalent of people when they joke around, they'd be watching anime, and then like the girls are like very dramatic. They'd be in pain, but it'd be like, like, and then they're like, oh shit, like, I should be lower the volume. That scene, I was just like,
you visibly cringed.
Yeah, I didn't want nobody knowing that I was watching that. I was like, oh, this is fucking bad.
Yeah, I wasn't doing that at all. The only one that was fire was Alita.
I haven't even seen Alita.
Me and Malik seen Alita in theaters.
I've watched
that
half
shit
of
was
it.
Heat.
It's good.
That shit was clean.
Yeah, that shit was heat. I will stand by that movie. Kind of mad they never announced like a sequel or nothing, but I stand by that shit. So good.
Like the first time I seen that, the actor who played Alita, she was in a different show. I was like, she looks mad familiar.
What she look like?
She looks normal, but her eyes are like.
Her eye, obviously not like that.
Not like that, but like,
that, oh, hey.
It's just like I seen her eyes and I was like, I seen them somewhere before. Obviously in Alita, they're just blown up, but.
It still looked weird to this day. Yeah. Like, it is oddly fits. Like, I don't know how they made anime eyes work. Like, obviously it looks weird because
they're
bigger than normal.
The reason they made it, the only way it makes sense in my mind is because I know she's like a robot.
Yeah, she's a robot.
So it makes sense.
Yeah, they established.
They could have been. They could have been bigger, and I still would be okay with it because I'd be like, she's a robot. They could have been fucking Rock Lee shit. So I'd have been like, she's a robot.
Fucking beads.
Yeah, that's how you make it work. Mm-hmm. You can't make it work where it's a real fucking person, and they're like, oh hey, and you got a normal human being who's like. Oh.
Like, yo, you said, why the fuck are eyes so big?
Yeah, I feel like I haven't watched anything. Like, the only thing that I've been watching now, I'm committed, is American Horror Story. I finally got myself to watch that. And it's okay. It's not much to talk about. Every season's always different. Reoccurring actors and actresses.
But, like, different, like they all play different people.
Type. Yeah.
Yeah, because yeah, all the seasons aren't related to each other, right? Mm-mm. It's like a whole new story every season.
Yeah.
Which so like, is the same actors.
Yeah, first season was like a ghost house. Second season...
You said that was Asylum, right? Or
the Asylum one, yeah. The Insane Asylum. Third season is about witches, which was that... I'm not going to lie. I had to... Watching that third season, I had to see a ranked list of like what their seasons were, like top to worst, and that was up there. The witch one, right. I was not feeling that one. Not because they were witches or anything like that, but it was like these weird directions that they took. Mm-hmm. It was like at one point this girl's super timid. She's a new witch and she's like all weirded out about it, and then literally a scene later she's like, I'm a witch bitch now. And I'm like, what the fuck just happened? How did that convert? And then now on the fourth season, which is the Freak Show.
Which okay. seems
pretty...
That's not now. That was like forever ago.
Well, no. Now I'm on.
Oh, you're on. I was
I got like six more seasons to go to be caught up.
What, Freak Show was like coming out when...
I think I was still in school.
Yeah.
I was just high school, yeah.
I remember seeing a fucking clown everywhere.
Yeah. I was like, yeah. That's you see him literally first episode.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, that's fucking weird, dude.
Fucking I heard season 3 of You was like disappointing.
Is it?
I've seen it like on the internet.
Oh, okay.
I don't have a personal opinion on it, so I won't say that, but I heard it was disappointing.
I think I'm like halfway through the first season. Mm-hmm. Like I binged up to like episode 5 or 6 and then stopped, and then I just need to continue on again.
First season was good. Second season was good too.
Yeah,
I've seen like the second half of the second season.
It's like all over the place. Yeah. He's like, I just need to know how to get to this point.
Yeah, exactly.
How did they get here? I don't know. I think he's just dying. They just cut a neck for no reason. No.
Yeah. I feel like I haven't watched season 3. I haven't finished. Oh, haven't started it, so I haven't finished it. But I feel like the the idea of it. It's starting to get old now.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it's like, how many times can you do it? You know, like,
yeah, like it makes me think about how Dexter, like that being, I think that has 10 seasons and uh-huh. now it's a new one. Now I know it's up there in numbers, but
right.
And then they got their final season now, and that almost seems like the idea of something seems old. Because it's almost that same premise. Have you watched Dexter?
No, I want to. It's on the list of things I want to
watch. Yeah, it's on mine too. But, yeah, I thought the idea of being like that whole like first person inner thought. I'm not first person. That story being told, but, you know, you hear the inner monologue.
did you see there's someone posted a TikTok and apparently they did they released You. But it was without all of Joe's monologues.
Yeah, so you just see him like...
they just ask him a question. He's just like...
Fuck it. You get the NPC okay. vibes. And you're like, or not even, just character choice. You'd be like...
I'm just like, yo.
Weird too, man.
Because you know he'd be all up in his head like, you want me to do this? Like, yo, he's such a freak, dog.
That's what he should.
A third season, I don't know. I have heard that it disappointed a lot of people.
I already spoiled myself with like what happened.
Oh, in the third season?
Yeah.
God, damn, you just.
I hate it.
It's making like half the first season, half the second season. And he know the whole third season, all over the fucking place. What I'm really waiting for is that fucking Witcher.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
God. I still haven't even watched the first season.
The first season is...
You haven't?
A little confusing, though. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. That's what threw me off.
Every different scene, but all the different characters you follow are all in, like, different time frames.
Yeah.
Like, it's so fucking weird. And they don't like, specify. They don't say, mm-hmm. like, Romania 1956 or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, and it's fucking weird, but... Once you realize that all different characters, all their stories aren't taking place in the same place and time,
yeah,
it's a lot better.
Yeah.
Way better.
Because I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? And I'm like, oh. Because I forgot what episode it was where you seen something where he was doing that mentioned something that happened forever ago in fucking another scene's story. And you're like, that's what's fucking going on. Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny because it's funny you mentioned that because I just watched a day or two ago, like a 6-minute compilation of Henry Cavill, just like talking, like geeking, just nerding out,
yeah,
talking about all his like PC playing The Witcher, playing World of Warcraft, blah, blah blah, or like he told a story where he like missed the call of getting the role of Superman because he was playing World of Warcraft. He missed that call. He was like, I don't worry about that.
Apparently, he's also agreed to sign on for their 7-season plan
for The Witcher. The Witcher?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I was like, I'm with it.
7 seasons. That's a long ass time.
You heard how people, either him or people have been want him to play Captain British or some shit like that.
I saw that.
Marvel.
Yeah. Is that an actual character? Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
I don't know how. My bad.
Is he British?
He is. He's British.
I've never seen him talk outside of his roles, so. You know, their American accents be on fucking point.
I was going to try and make an accent and say, like, Superman away, but I was like, it wasn't registering in my head. I was like, I don't say it.
Damn. Why are British people American accents be so good?
They be having those accent coaches and shit.
Yeah, that shit is like.
The Eyebrows Bull, the bull who's been now going to play Adam Warlock.
Uh-huh.
British.
You ever heard him talk?
Ben, not tell me he British.
He British as fuck.
He British as fuck?
Yeah.
No way.
Yo. He got a hard accent, bro.
Yo,
you lying? Like,
I swear to God.
Even you've never watched like Sons of Anarchy or anything, right? Yeah, the main dude, Jax Teller, he's British as fuck too.
God damn.
And he even said at one point like he was speaking in an English or an American accent so much he lost his British accent. He had to go to a fucking coach to get it back.
To get it back?
Yeah. I was like, that's fucking wild. Yeah.
I'll send you an interview of that dude. It's like, you man, that dude's handsome as shit.
Yo, I'm telling you.
Yo, he's just a good-looking dude, man. Got it, bro.
We got...
MCU do that to people.
Yeah, we got Neville Longbottomed again.
That's
100%. Fucking, fuck yeah, we did. Jesus Christ.
That's fucking wild. Who else? Like, are there any other surprise British people I don't know about?
You know what's... I mean, though you didn't watch it, like, if you watched Peaky Blinders and watched Tom Hardy, I'm going to say Tom Holland. That's what I was going to say. Tom Hardy, he does, like, this really thick accent. And then, you know, I remember, and then I just saw an interview with him, and he's American as shit, right?
No.
He's British. He's not?
He's British.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Tom Hardy's British as well.
Oh, it's because I'm thinking of Venom and shit. And fuck that man.
Yeah, he's British. He's good. He's good at voices.
How do you feel about being a third world country right now?
What?
Huh?
I know.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Are you talking about America being a third world?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. America's just a third world country with a Gucci belt, dog.
Everybody is better than us. We could barely do an accent right now, man.
I mean, we do have an accent.
Are we talented?
Because we have an American accent?
Well, as individuals in this room, like, okay, if talent was a fluid in us that we could, you know, take out of us and pour it into, let's just say, a jar.
Mm-hmm.
How much talent can we fill in here?
I mean, talent is all in its own different ways, you know?
Okay, so I would say confidently my own talent can fit, like, well, for Mark's view, it's like up here. Kyle, can you see my finger? That's how much talent.
Yeah, I don't know. Like what kind of talents are we talking about?
Talents anything.
I can do this.
That gave you like a fucking drop.
That gave you a fucking, it took out. It was like, hold on, you got too much, dog.
They gave you a turkey baster.
I
don't know. What talents? Yeah, I don't know. What talents do y'all have?
I don't think anything's fucking.
What talents do you have?
What would be a talent that you have?
A talent that I have?
I love how he puts himself
something. That's my favorite thing. It's like a. It's like whenever somebody asks you something about yourself, you forget everything about yourself.
Yeah, you'd be like, so what is your name? You'd be like,
What is my name? I don't know. Why
would
I tell you
that? What
the
fuck is my ID?
No, I really forgot everything about myself.
What about you, Malik? What's your talents?
Guitar playing.
Okay.
Freestyling.
Spit us a 16 right now.
what else?
Give me 4 bars.
No.
Give me six words. All right. How about I give you one word, and you just rhyme it with five other words? You don't have to say lines or anything. Just tell me five other words that rhyme with it.
No. He's about to say orange.
I was gonna say red.
I gotta be in his own.
You can't fucking rhyme the word
lead.
Red, head, bed, bed, sled.
I like how skin. Head is the first, like one of the first things y'all say.
I guess it's the first thing. Like head.
Yeah.
You like head?
Yeah.
Nice. You give head?
How's your head?
I mean.
How's your head going?
Hey, the point so far. I mean,
where I'm at, baby. All these decorations, what do you think I got it from, baby?
All right, what you say? Guitar playing, freestyling.
Man, I'm fucking cracked the halo, bro. That's a talent.
That is a fucking talent. It's stupid, actually.
Never lost that shit. Never.
I still get mad at you because you never went pro. You a bitch.
Like, we all.
I mean, to go pro. His one talent could be a Twitch streamer, but you know,
he fucking.
You try to get choked.
But you know, he can't hear me because I'm blocking my mouth.
I'm just like, what are you saying? All I hear is you.
Oh, that's it. That's all.
Say no. He's all staring like a Malik.
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? You piece of shit. I mean, that's a talent right here.
I guess. I have a lot.
I can't do it.
What do you define as talent? Is it something you practiced and got good at?
Just something that, like, I think talent is just something that, you know, it's either you're good at. Or something that somebody else probably can't do. No, I'm
saying like, but are you saying like you practiced it and got good at, or you were just naturally good at it?
Both. See, like none of y'all can't. Can you do this?
I can barely stretch my thumb will never go straight, no matter how hard I try.
What's that? Are you like breaking your thumb or some shit?
Malik, can you do it?
I don't know what you're doing.
Do you have a hitchhiker's thumb or?
No, I just
no. Do you have a hitchhiker's thumb?
It's just this. What's that? Where it can go straight?
It'd be like all the way back type shit.
I think I can only go.
That's further than mine.
I think I can do only that much.
Huh? I don't know. When I put it in my ass. talent, huh? You said something about ass.
I said, you said something about ass.
No, I totally did.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Yeah, not me.
No.
You.
Me. Yeah, so like, talent is just, yeah, whatever is just something that you're naturally good at and something you train to be good at.
But is that talent, though?
Yes, that's fucking talent.
I thought talent was more just like...
Like just, being able to give yourself head?
Yeah, like you can just do it. Like
you call
that a talent. You ain't practice that.
Can anybody do it?
You just found out one day you could do it. I know you could do it.
No, I can't do it.
I've never tried.
What? I thought we were going to admit.
Have you
ever? Okay, I can.
I mean, like with clothes on, yeah. Like the idea of it. Like you ever try to roll like a fucking like a.
I've like rolled backwards, but I've never thought, oh, this is the point where my dick's gonna fall in my mouth.
Here it goes.
It's about to fall down. No, I'm more saying like. You know, like you did the roly poly, and you're like, "Whoa!" Like,
"Whoa!" There's a dick.
What?
No. I could have grabbed it. Could have grabbed it.
Could have. Yeah. Yeah, it's a talent. I can't do it. I know I can't do it. I mean, especially now.
If you could do it, that would be a talent, unless you like literally like try it over and over again to.
Yeah, you had to be determined.
That's what I'm saying, like, if you were just you just found out one day. Like, I don't know, you fell down the steps one day and your dick ended up in your mouth. You're like, oh shit, I could do this. That's a talent.
I would assume something's broken because something allowed me to do that. I'd be like, water for 12 hours.
Something's broken. I need to go to a hospital.
Gee, how embarrassing would that be?
But you play the guitar really well.
I guess.
Jesus, you don't give yourself any credit, do you?
I don't know what you want me to say.
You're good at the guitar.
Okay.
Malik's good at the guitar. You said that.
I don't think I was ever good at it.
What? At the guitar?
Why are you agreeing with me?
Because you only control three fingers in your left hand. Am I wrong?
You ain't wrong.
Okay.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
You're basically like an elite. Don't they have, it's just like.
If you could get rid of fingers, would you?
If I can get rid of fingers?
Yeah.
If it allowed my fingers to grow in a way that filled the void? Yes. So, like, if I could get rid of my pinky finger, but that would mean... but that would mean I'd have four bigger fingers.
Right. Right, you would definitely do that.
Wait, I thought your question was just originally, would you cut them off?
No, I mean, that was his
question. But I said I'll only do it if my other fingers would grow in a way that would fill the void.
You would want a fucking fat finger.
Not like fat, but like...
What other size would it be?
Just like slightly bigger, like...
What the fuck like is slightly
borderline bigger? Alien
So like it would be like that thick, like
it would be like two finger wise.
So
yeah, you talking about one nail?
Yeah, one nail. Yeah, one nail.
So
bro, you gonna be cracking cans open in half? The image of it hit me faster. but you'd be fucking cracking cans like hell. God damn, and you wouldn't even be able to use normal nail clippers.
Who the fuck I need nail clippers for?
You would need shears to cut a nail that thick,
or my other fingers.
Oh my god!
You tell me you wouldn't like to have like four, I guess.
No.
Yeah, three. I guess it would be three because not counting the thumb.
I'll explain. Just larger, even slightly, even a percentage thicker finger makes me sick because I remember the one time Malik was like, "Yo, give me your hand," and he placed it on his lap.
Mm-hmm.
No, the time where he grabbed my hand and he pushed it forward and he was like, "You got sausage fingers." I thought that was the nastiest thing I ever saw, and I was just like. Ew, like, I don't want to look at that.
So what the?
Like,
but that's fat and short. Fat and, like,
long?
Long.
I'm still not. I'm not on that boat.
It will go out. It's like being 250 and you 5'2" versus 250 and you 6 foot. Like, it go out different.
I'm like 230 now.
Oh, okay. Carlos making a good point.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, it's like, I mean, we don't weigh the same. I think I weigh heavier than Malik, but
I mean, you're still height. But I've, yeah, I'm just saying, right. I mean, it makes sense.
It fills out better if you got a more finger.
I don't like my thing is I don't like. I hate feet, and I'm not okay with hands. Like, I hate that all of our nails look differently. It's like, I get that God could have made us. My bad, Mark. My bad. God, you know, made us all look differently, but like, why couldn't he make all our nails look the same? You ever seen people who have like nails that are like sunk into their finger? That shit scares the living shit out of me.
Sunk into their finger.
What do you? Oh, like they bit it too low and it like the finger wraps around. Like,
it's basically like the nail grabs the skin and goes. Like, literally, and that shit freaks me out. And, like, obviously, you know, you don't pay attention to hands. Like, right now, like, we're not doing podcasts being like, yeah, like, ha, ha, ha. You know what I mean? The only time you really like somebody's hand is, like, register, you give people money. So, like, when somebody gives me, like, money, and it's that thumb, or, like, the toe thumb, it scares me.
The toe thumb? Oh,
the joint that Megan Fox had?
Yeah.
Not anymore because she got she got the thing that you wanted or whatever the fuck.
Wait, what?
I don't know. She fixed it.
Are you just talking about the larger finger?
Yeah. Because hers was short and stumpy. Mm-hmm. She got the enlargement now. So.
Ew. How do you do that?
You sever the thumb. You
can modify your body any way you want these days.
Yeah, you know what you can do now, right? Like body modification?
Like,
you can go like cyborg, like wrist and shit.
Oh, what?
Yeah. I mean, if prosthetics were ever to the point where it was like cyberpunk level shit, where I could like control it fully.
Oh yeah, everybody. Well,
hold on. Well, what body part would you want?
My fucking arm.
But your arm works fine.
Yeah.
But what would be like for me, it would be my left leg. My left leg is in constant, constant pain all the time. My hip hurts every day. So if there was. Someone was like, hey, like.
So would you want cybernetic hips?
No, just don't give me the whole, like, the take the whole remove. Walking them and just going to be swinging. Like Ken doll my leg off, just pop the joint off the socket, all cybernetic, going down. I'll be all right.
You be good with that?
Like, that I'm okay with. Maybe pushing it with a cybernetic spine, because sometimes my back hurts like, really bad. That's it. That's all I want. But I'm not going to remove a good limb from my body.
I mean, like, I got LASIK already, but, like, I would get a cybernetic eyes.
Okay, there you go. For sure. That works.
Like, be clean.
Yeah, just fucking see, like.
But you wouldn't be able to blink.
I mean, would you need to?
Well, you would have to hold the power button to go to sleep.
if your eye is fake, would you need to blink?
I feel like blinking is just, like, a natural thing.
I know, but would you be like.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? I feel like it's.
Because the only reason.
But you still have, like, tear ducts. So, like, your eyes would be like.
But, like, the only reason you'd have a need to blink is because your eyeball get dry.
Yeah. But, like, you gotta imagine it's still in there, and it's like. I feel like you would still, like, notice if it was dry.
What, your fucking fake eye? You'd be like, oh, this is dry.
Yeah, or even when you try to look to the left with your eye, or I'd point it to my right, but if you
it looks like that LASIK not working too good. Eh?
If you look to the right, like, and the fucking glasses just rubbing all up in your eyelids because they're dry as shit.
That's true.
Like, I feel like that would.
I mean, I guess you could ask somebody what a fake eye, because it's not like fake eyes are not
right. I mean, their tear ducts still work, so they're still producing tears.
Have you ever realized how weird our reaction time is? I don't not mean to be laughing. But like you ever seen like a person get hit by something or my brain is being overactive. But like anything that's coming towards your eye, like your reaction time is so fast, like you blink unnaturally.
Right.
That's fucking weird.
It's just cause your eyelashes.
Huh? No, actually makes sense. It's like antennas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's like by the time the object is like fucking fluttering your eyelash, you're like.
Yeah, so what they're there for. That's literally what they're there for.
Have you ever heard of, what do they call them? Like butterfly kisses? I don't know if you've been watching H3H3 recently.
What's a butterfly kiss? Was it where it's like, you know.
Yeah, with the the eyelashes with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And like
I learned it from SpongeBob.
Is that from SpongeBob?
I think that's where I got it
they
from.
They do like, they go like eyelash to eyelash with somebody. And
oh man, that sounds uncomfortable.
What if your pupils touched?
I don't. Would your body allow it? If your eyelash is constantly touching something, I don't think it would allow you to get to that point where your pupils could touch each other.
I feel like you could override it.
What if that breaks something? What if that.
Huh?
Like, what if the devil comes because you did that? Like, that's what it takes to unleash the devil.
That was it.
All hell on earth because two people touched pupils. Well,
that was the ancient seal.
Yeah, that's the 66 seal. Like, the devil was just like, oh my God. They finally did it.
Oh my God. But.
But what?
Before we wrap it up for today.
Uh-huh.
I have an important question for each and every one of you.
All right.
That'd be a good question.
What are you going to be when you grow up, Leo?
What I want to be when I grow up?
Mm-hmm.
You know what's a more important thing?
What?
Today is Saturday.
Yes.
As always.
I have 2 days before my 20s is over.
Oh, what time is it? It's 11:13. Let's go out after this and get wasted at a bar. You down?
There's a bar right here on the corner.
I ain't doing no Northeast bar. Oh, I'm sorry, Siri. Fuck off.
Siri's like, fuck you talking about Northeast shit. Fuck you talking about. Know where you from.
That's my fucking set, nigga.
Yeah, it's funny. That is a good question. I'll say my past self always wanted to be a veterinarian. Never happened. I got a dog, though. What do I want to be when I grow or upper? I don't know if there's a career choice for me right now. But you know what?
It's never too late for career choices.
It's true, because I was actually listening to some of the cast on Always Sunny, And they didn't start their shit until they were almost in their 30s. Mm-hmm. They were 27 when they started, but, you know.
Well, I am right now.
You have J.K. Rowling, my idol.
Oh, God.
No, I'm kidding. My bestie. No. You know, she's also somebody who started mad late, and now everybody wants to fucking hang that bitch for
God knows she's what. Fucking weird, bro.
I mean, just let the lady have her thoughts, in my opinion. I just feel as though, like, she made your fucking dream world. Let that fucking... Let her.
I don't know. Like, do you ever just think to yourself, like, that's not a thought that I should let out of
the, she's out like of a, the box. She's a over... Like, I feel like if you're... I'm hoping, I might be talking on my head. If you're over 50, I feel like you're allowed to have these fucked up thoughts.
Like, allowed.
You can have those thoughts, but you just leave them there.
She's got like all those, like, her thoughts are like tweets that should have stayed in the dress.
Like, exactly.
When I make it to 50, God willing, if I make it to 50, just know you guys will never be able to take me out. Because I am planning to just say...
Nigga, we can't take you out now. What the
fuck you oh, no, you can take me out right now. You can take me out right now.
Yeah, whatever, all right.
He just said a bar. I said I'd be down. I said Northeast. Well, he's like, nah, I'm too good for that. So...
He only said he's down because he's on camera.
Turn off right now. Turn off. Turn off right now.
Pussy. Turn off. Guys, yeah, I'm really tired.
I'm actually... I was just doing it for
oh,
a show.
What's that? What's that? Adam's crying. Ugh,
yeah, I got a hernia.
Okay, I don't think you'd be sitting here if you had a hernia.
No, there's a hole in the seat. shit, what was I saying? Oh, yeah, I'm just going to say off the wall shit. Like, why do the Chinese have to have their prayers and cookies or some shit like that? Just something just drawing, you know what I mean?
I mean, that's not really drawing. That's just like, weird.
Like instead of being like, man, I don't know how people could like fried chicken, you'd be like, you know, why do blacks like it crispy always? You know, just like, just uncomfortable. It's not racist. Just uncomfortable
thoughts. I don't know when you say blacks.
Yeah, once you say blacks, it's just like...
Well, anything you follows with is...
why the whites...
Also racist, but we'll stand it.
The whites, the blacks.
No, so you can't do that.
Well, what would I call the Hispanics?
I don't know. You think of it. You fucking Hispanic.
I know, right?
The Spicks. No, I'm kidding. No, but seriously, after 50, I plan to say just uncomfortable things. I just want everybody around me to feel uncomfortable.
I don't know. I feel like 50, you still like...
I don't want to be...
You still fuck upable. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what
do
you
mean? I feel like...
At 50, like...
Why do
you
I
walk,
wait
you walk to a store and say some like random shit, like
true.
You still fuck up a wall.
Yeah, but I'm gonna make sure I look the part though. Like you know, like that's grandpa. He's just 50.
I don't know. 50's like, yeah, you could be a grandpa at 50, but like, first of all, look, Jennifer Lopez is in her 50s and
I was just about to make that comment. We are not going to look good at 50. I'm telling you that right now.
I mean, we ain't going to look celebrity good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're not going to be no Paul Rudd on a fucking Life magazine or whatever the fuck. We're going to be in a newspaper fucking obituary, like, oh, fucking shot in Olney. No. Fuck. My bad. You're the only one who lives in Olney right now.
I'm still in Olney.
My bad.
Yeah.
That was pretty dusty.
I'm on a good block.
What are you going to be when you grow up, Mark?
What am I going to be?
Mm-hmm.
Dead.
Not like that.
That's true, though.
I mean, yeah. Where else do you go when you get older? You grow up,
a traveler.
Traveler. Where's the first place you go?
I don't know. Wherever the wind takes me.
That's going to be a strong-ass wind.
I just Malik walking outside. He's fucking a huge gust of wind. He's just like, ooh.
He's going to wear a very baggy shirt.
Malik away.
He's like, well, he gone.
It'll be like the SpongeBob movie.
Which one?
The one where he had... I think it's the first movie where he had the bag of wind, and they used that to get somewhere.
I thought it was a show.
Is this the show?
Oh, no, you're right.
It's the movie,
right.
Yeah.
With David Hasselhoff.
David Hasselhoff. Yeah. We rolled the... I don't remember.
What about you, you piece of shit?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
I'll be when I grow up.
Malik wants to be a voice actor, by the way. That would be his...
Malik wants to be an actor.
Oh, actor, period?
Are you seriously asking me? I didn't know you'd really ask me. Yeah, I think I can act. Yeah, I'll be down.
Hmm? What's your first role? You taking like a drama or are you taking like a
comedy?
You doing a comedy?
You doing improv?
Yeah.
Nobody does improv
anymore. I can do improv.
What do you mean?
Nobody does improv anymore.
Everybody still does improv.
Yeah.
Improv is top tier comedy.
Like are you talking about like comedy show improv or like TV show improv?
Nobody does improv anymore.
You were cackling last week when Bree was doing the little hand thing behind Malik's back. That was improv, baby.
That's great.
Yeah,
that's fantastic.
Yeah,
that was great. Some people consider it improv.
Sign us off.
Sometimes.
Wait, no. Did you answer?
Oh, wait, yeah, I did answer.
What'd you say?
Want to be you,
Mark? Did you have something you wanted to say?
Oh, yeah. What was that?
Huh? Oh, no. It was the Cowboy Bebop thing. I just worked it in there.
Yeah, nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wanted to talk about Kyle Rittenhouse, but, you know, I felt like, you know,
it was unjust. We don't give a fuck about that white ass boy.
Yeah.
Unjust.
We don't stand white people in this in this podcast. We don't talk about those whiteies.
Yeah.
Those.
I mean, those guys had it coming, though. You don't just run up to people with a gun and shit, man. Even if I was strapped.
Cocaine soldiers.
Yeast Yetis.
Yeah,
it's like the fucking TikTok where it's like adding to the list of all this shit. It's like a big ass list. Yo, love them shits.
I need to add that.
It's been your boy, got a little beats, aka little grippers, aka boozy snacks, and then we got a boy to the left here.
Fuck, Mark, Leap I was point. Sitting here playing with it, and I broke
to
it.
To his left, we got Leonardo. He lives at fucking Say No.
Nice.
And then we have Mark, Mark the Smacky Mac, Smack. And this has been episode 7 of the Diamond Slabby. Bye, y'all. Bye.
If next week you don't say a number, I'm going to be pissed.
I know, right? Bye.